The Senate stalls on a gun deal. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden is hoping to sign something this week following the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, but a bipartisan group of lawmakers is still ironing out some thorny details.
Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez represents Uvalde in Congress and says from what he's seen in a bipartisan framework, new legislation could make a difference in reducing gun violence.
Something is the answer, and I think this mental health package may lead us towards getting there.
Gonzalez says he expects Republican votes if the framework follows through on increasing mental health funding, especially for rural communities.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Worship services are expected to resume this morning at the Alabama church where a gunman shot and killed three senior citizens on Thursday. The suspect is charged with capital murder. Police in Vestavia Hills have not disclosed a motive. More testimony is on tap this week for the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Two public hearings are scheduled. The first one on Tuesday is expected to focus on the pressure placed on state-level officials by then-President Trump, who wanted the 2020 election overturned. Next month, committee members could hear from the spouse of a Supreme Court justice.
Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, says she looks forward to testifying before the House January 6th committee. Lawmakers want to question Thomas about whether she had any role in trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. She says she wants to clear up what she describes as misconceptions.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. By a nearly 2-to-1 margin, Apple employees at a store in suburban Maryland have voted to unionize for greater workplace protections. There's been no comment from the tech giant. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is apparently no worse for wear after taking a tumble yesterday while getting off a bicycle.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I keep on taking these things off. I got my split card.
After the fall near his beach home in Delaware, the president got right back up and said, "I'm good." He then posed for pictures with onlookers. He may be the transportation secretary, but he's not immune to travel delays. Pete Buttigieg wound up driving from Washington to New York on Friday after his flight got canceled. Weather was a big factor this past week when delays and cancellations were widespread. As the July 4th weekend approaches, the industry is hoping to avoid a repeat of the Memorial Day weekend when more than 2,800 flights were canceled. Month after month, illegal crossings at our southern border keep rising.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says bad actors know now is the time to try to get into the United States with our poorest border. Take a listen.
Now, those databases have prevented a lot of terrorists from coming to this country, but they're meaningless because if you're a terrorist now and you're watching the news, why buy a plane ticket? Why apply for a visa when you know you're going to get vetted?
Sure.
You go to Mexico. You cross the southwest border the same way 800,000 others did and enter this country to do us harm.
The May border apprehension numbers came out this week, and they are historic yet again. 239,000 illegal crossings at our southern border here just in the month of May alone.
Fox says film illusion along the border in Texas. Damage is still being assessed, but it's safe to say that it could cost more than $1 billion to repair the landscape at Yellowstone National Park. Epic flooding wiped out numerous bridges and washed out miles of road. The Park Service says Yellowstone will partially reopen on Wednesday morning. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.